Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse. We are so glad you joined us this evening. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence. How are you?
Well, hello, co-host Michael. I am well.
Well, hello.
I am well, indeed. Yeah, how are you? How's the psychic to the stars today?
The psychic to the stars is good. It's good. It's freaking hot here.
What?
We've been so blessed with having like 80s weather, and it was so nice. And I forgot it's summer in LA. Yep, and it's been in the 90s. Last couple of days it's like been like almost 100.
It's like you live in a desert or something. Weird.
I know, right? Ugh. Yeah. So.
Well.
Yeah. So it's been a little warm.
I hope you're enjoying several frosty beverages by your inflatable pool in the back. Don't forget your water wings.
Yep. I walk around in Speedos. I go outside and mist myself and have one of those little personal fans. Mm-hmm. Try to cool off.
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely formula. Too bad we can't live stream. Michael's disposed. He's misting himself in his Speedos. There's the image you wanted for your weekend activity and enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
How's it been?
Glad you
have
a plan. As I mentioned in the green room with you before showtime, we've had abnormally hot weather this summer, quite a bit of it, and just when it started to get to the point where you're ready to cry uncle, we had a pretty massive thunderstorm move through the valley and deposit a bunch of rain and cooling weather, which was very well received. And I knew that was going to happen too, because I finally broke down and started watering my plants and herbs around my domicile.
Mm-hmm.
And then it rained that night. So I was like, okay, I guess that's what we need to do. Tell the weather gods we're ready. We're thirsty. So,
wow.
Yeah, the heat and the dryness has been kind of going on all over the place, it seems like, although there's other extreme events too, like flooding. I think everything is topsy-turvy in the weather department, seems like, which is disturbing, to say the least, but could pass a climate change bill or we're about to. So maybe
yes,
that will finally do something. Yay.
Yeah. Yes, sir, monsieur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And have your clients been this?
Good.
I want to talk about
working with your guides, and because one of the things I've been finding, I noticed and I see, all right, from working with clients, is that when I have clients that are, they take this work very seriously. And when the guides give them information, we want you to do this, things happen. Things change. And then I have guides that, clients that they pick and choose what they to do. And, not much happens. Not much changes. So I have one client that is amazing. I've been working with this client for several months. And we meet monthly. And this person is diligent with recording everything. And they own a business, and they said their business has just skyrocketed. And that's good. Not to toot my own horn, but it's amazing. And then you have some that are kind of still stuck in the same place. And, the guides tell them, read this, write in your journal, and okay. And then they come back and, did you write in your journal? No. Well, okay. That's up to you, right? They can't make you. And so I just find it amazing. I really am amazed by it. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. You were still talking.
No, I just think it's pretty amazing that these guides care for us so much, and they want to see us be successful, and they're willing to give us information to improve our lives, to help us. And we don't take it seriously sometimes. So anyway, that's it. What were you going to say?
So I was just going to ask you a question, if I may.
Please do.
What do you, okay. Thank you. I will. What do you attribute? You kind of mentioned the phrase that some of the clients who weren't having successful outcomes, it sounds like, weren't taking the information shared to them through you via the guides seriously. So I guess I'm wondering if you've had thoughts about why they aren't taking it seriously. Are they afraid, or are they just too overwhelmed to take things seriously, or they go in skeptical and they leave skeptical, and that prevents them from creating a bond with you and the guides, or there's a trust issue there, or do they just take offense to the style of caftan you were wearing during your time with them and couldn't get beyond that, or how do you get over this?
I don't know. I think maybe it's D, all the above. I don't quiz people why they haven't done stuff. I find sometimes when they come back for another reading and, the guide will say, tell her to or him to write in their journal. They're not writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they mention it and they're like, why haven't you written in your journal? I don't have time, or I haven't had time to go get it. It's a lot of excuses of why we don't do stuff, right? So, that's not my job to quiz them. I'm not there. I'm not a personal coach yet, right? So, that's what they have to figure out.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of my time as an instructor at community college. Some students showed up to some students showed up to class, and they were right there with you, and they got the material, and they made a connection either with you or your process or, you know, ideally whatever the subject was, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are the other students who, you know, they came in and either hadn't really developed good student habits, so they struggled, or they didn't like the material, or mm-hmm. there was a conflict, you know, authority conflict, you know, whatever it was, and they just weren't going to progress the way you hoped they would throughout the term, you know, and if
right.
If you're lucky by the end of the term, a light went on somewhere and they got it, you know, they left better off than when they showed up and better prepared to go on to their, you know, next classes or profession. But, you know, sometimes we're just kind of one of the, seems like anyway, you know, and your evidence mm-hmm. kind of supports it. You know, mm-hmm. we're kind of one more addition to their experience with psychic readings or healings,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, maybe they won't have that breakthrough moment with us, but we're kind of prepping them for that eventual experience they're going to have later on down the road with somebody who will, you know, help
mm-hmm.
them achieve their goals or their success or whatever it was that they were searching for in the first place. So
mm-hmm.
your success rate with your clients is definitely a testament to everybody's participation in the process, you know, but it has
mm-hmm.
to come from all sides. It can't just be like a magic bullet, you know, spirit fixer. He showed up and,
right.
you know, took this,
mm-hmm.
burned a little incense and now all your cares are gone and you're able to move forward. I mean, I suppose that happens sometimes, but, you know, sometimes it's more about the work you put in than it is about what you receive. So,
right.
Or
yeah.
Combination.
Well, I think also too, I've never seen in this work, you know, even in doing the healing work, I don't think it's any one thing that's the magic bullet. Right. But I think it's a lot of things, and they
mm-hmm.
all work succinctly and synergistically. And,
uh-huh.
you know, it's like losing weight when you stop eating pizza and drinking Coke and
what?
Eating ice cream and moving your body and drinking more water, right? When you do all those things
water.
Together, then, right, exactly. It, you know, it works synergistically. And you know, getting more sleep, right, taking care of your body, being more gentle with yourself, all of that works together. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it helps. Yeah, and I think
mm-hmm.
that's kind of how it works, you know, when you want to improve your life with the guides. And what's interesting, this client, it was never really about their company. It, you know, when people come to me, I don't know what they want to know or what they want to talk about, you know, or discuss
mm-hmm.
it. But, you know, like it started with the company and they finally
mm-hmm.
gave me some feedback after several months and they were like, you have no idea what's happened to my business. It's just increased phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's great.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice to see. You know, it's nice to see and get that feedback and see that, you know,
mm-hmm.
writing in your journal does matter, right? Taking a walk does matter. You know, start thinking of yourself as the CEO of a giant company does matter.
Uh-huh.
And you know, do these things to help you and support you to think of yourself as a CEO of a company, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
we made some changes within the company and, or she has,
mm-hmm.
they've made suggestions and, you know, she's followed through with them and it's happened and it's,
mm-hmm.
it's just blown me away where it's like, wow, I'm going to listen much more intently from now on.
Yeah, and did they attribute the improvement to the work that they did during their, you know, the ideas about changes that they got through your sessions together, or was it, you know, what did they
yeah.
say? Uh-huh, yeah. That's what they felt made the mm-hmm. difference. That's cool. That's
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, my suggestion to everybody is when your guides are telling you something, follow the advice. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you are their subject to work with. Nobody else. And
uh-huh.
they are assigned to you to help you succeed in this lifetime, to be a better
uh-huh.
person, to grow, to be more educated. And so, you know, the advice that they give, if you have somebody that's really connected and channeling that information, hold on to that reader that you have, or channeler,
uh-huh.
and, you know, follow the advice. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think as somebody I know said more than once, sometimes it's not about, you know, being afraid to fail. It's about being afraid to succeed. And that can manifest in all
mm-hmm.
sorts of blockages, you know.
Right.
It can be really hard to show up for yourself, you know, and when somebody's there supporting that process and giving you the tools to do it,
mm-hmm.
now you don't have any other, you know, excuses not to try something.
Right.
I mean, why did you show up with
mm-hmm.
Michael in the first place? Or implying that you're ready for this on some level, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping you from, you know, engaging with the tools that have given you? Well, it could be this, that, or the other thing. And it's like, well, then, you know, you can't really be surprised or complain about the lack of results that you were hoping to get if you're not willing to also participate. But I think you're really clear with your clients that you're there to empower them, right? And facilitate.
Yeah.
You know, your job is to just present them with, you know, options, not to jump in and start, you know, coaching them, like you said, or controlling their life, or, you know, putting a curse on them that they can only rid themselves of if they pay you $50,000, you know, whatever. You know,
right. Mm-hmm.
The worst case scenario outcome
right.
is you get trapped in that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And also, too, it's about being authentic as a reader, as a psychic and medium. That's, you know,
mm-hmm.
something I hold dear to my heart, is to be authentic and
mm-hmm.
give the correct information to the client. Like today, this other client, and she called back and she's like, you know, I've been through a lot of readers, and she's like, but I kind of feel like you're really authentic. And I was like, well, I hope I am. That's my
Perfect.
Goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you may kiss the ring, and then I'll ring the ring. So, you know, and during that reading, they didn't hold back. They mm-hmm. were like, you know, sit down, because we are going to give you some really tough information here to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I delivered yeah. it, and I'm like, oh, how do I phrase that nicely,
mm-hmm.
gently?
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, I mean, I'm not here to make you feel good. I hope I do. But my job is, as an authentic reader, is to give you accurate information mm-hmm. to improve your life.
But Michael, if you're so busy being authentic, how are you going to tell the people what they want to hear?
I just ask them, what do you want me to say? Tell me what you want
uh-huh.
me to say, and I'll tell you.
uh-huh. You're going to win the lottery. You're going to wake up and be, you know, right? On the cover of People magazine, most lovely persons.
No, that is for me to win. I'm here to win the lottery.
Okay. All right. Well, don't forget to
I know.
Spread
so
the love.
So annoying that they don't give me the numbers yet. They're like, no, we're going to give them to you. I'm like, when? Give me them numbers.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, my suspicion is you've already won the lottery and you're just not telling anybody, but, you know. I've seen all those new caftans you purchased in your online bitching, so.
Right.
Something's going on.
Right.
Must be all your A-lister clients giving you tips.
Oh, that is so funny. All right, so are you ready to take some calls? Let's see how
we can
help
this.
Some people out. Yeah.
I've got my reading boots on. I'm ready to wade
you
in.
Your reading boots
and
on.
The waders.
You
That's
have
right.
your
I'm ready to go fishing.
Your sage branch.
I should, shouldn't I? Where is that sage branch? Here's
yeah,
sage,
don't
sage
you
branch.
Don't you get like a sage branch and wave it over your head and chant stuff? Jump on one foot.
No, that's for freaks. I don't do that stuff. That's for freaky people.
So. All right. Well, here we go. Let's go to the lines.
Yeah.
All right, people. We're coming to your phone. This is Michael Espinoza here with Laurence Birch, and we're going to take your calls. So, when
All right.
we come to you, please state your name slowly, clearly, because we are old. We have old ears, and they don't...
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm 29, or
well,
at least 39.
Well, I have disco ears.
Disco ears.
Well,
I have disco ears,
and they don't hear well anymore. They're stuffed with disco music. So anyway,
maybe you need to take the disco ball out of the ears. You'll hear better. It won't be so sparkly though.
No, you can never get rid of the disco balls. They make life so much prettier. They make everything sparkle.
All right, rainbows.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay,
there you go.
Let's do this.
All right, area code 860. Hello, 860. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Bonjour.
I'm calling from...
Oop, you
Lisa,
went out there. Lisa, you're calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Hey,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Connecticut.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay. I'm hoping for a message from my guides or angels or family or somebody to help me because everything just seems to be upside down.
Uh-oh.
That's not fun when everything's upside down.
Not at all.
And you're not. Yeah. All right. Well, can we be a little more specific because we wanted, that's kind of a big general area to look at. So can we kind of hone in on something?
I hate asking about lawsuits, but I have one and the lawyer was being a jerk. So I got a new lawyer today and I don't made a good decision. I don't know if I've got, bladder cancer. They're going to tell me next week. I'm just feeling like I'm a mess.
Wow. All right. You're in a tough spot. Absolutely. Wow. Well, this is a good time to mention everything that we give here. We're not professionals. This is for entertainment purposes only. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's
Thank
important
you.
To consult a lawyer and doctors for guidance. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have the initials for your lawyer?
The new one is KK.
KK. I'm getting this new lawyer, KK, is okay. I'm not getting they're great. They're not horrible. They feel okay. It almost feels like this person might have too much on their plate right now. And maybe they haven't had that time to really kind of dig into your case and really, the way it feels to me, like gain the traction with it. But I think maybe in the near future, after they've spent some time with you, talk to you more about your case, I think that it will gain more traction with KK, and this person will, like, feel more authentic. I don't know if that's the right phrase to use. I think it's a better way of phrasing it. Do you feel like they don't care that much, or?
He seems to really care. The people that I had didn't care.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's going to feel more caring. Like, I think as he moves forward with your case, he's going to really be more authentic and really kind of be in your corner full 100% going after whoever you're taking to court.
Thank you.
That's what I'm getting. But he's going to get better, okay, as time goes on.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Lawrence? Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lisa. This is Lawrence. Yeah, well, thanks for calling us today. And, I'm sorry that you're going through all of this stuff. Sounds really stressful and upside down is a way to characterize it. While I was listening to your interaction with Michael, I was trying to tune in to see if there was anything constructive I could share with you. And, what kept coming up wasn't guidance about what you were, willing to share with us about, what was part of your upside-down world at the moment. But I kept getting the message from my guides that it would be really helpful for you to, and maybe this is how you're doing it, was legally, but to resolve a conflict that you've had for a long time with a family member. And by resolve, I don't think it means, excuse me, necessarily approach them even directly, but, seek a way to resolve it within yourself so that you can, find whatever closure you're going to or inner peace. Trick phrase. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I haven't seen my only child since 12 years this September, and he's 38 years old this month. 38 this month with a woman who just doesn't let him have family, and he agrees.
Yeah, that's painful. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
So I guess it would be inside myself because I've sent gifts and cards and letters.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that may be, you know, it may be, you know, it can be really, really hard to let people go, but sometimes that's, you know, ultimately the most practical option. It doesn't mean that you can't still feel an emotional connection to them, but it may mean that, you know, at least for the time being, that they're not going to make themselves available for, you know, whatever reasons, like you're talking about, they have a spouse that doesn't, you know, that's controlling or whatever, but I get the sense that your son hasn't completely bought into the spouse's perspectives about you and the rest of the family, and that he still cares about you, but he's in a situation where, you know, he's kind of just made the choice to not fight things so much because it just causes too much conflict. So, you know, that may be, you know, meager comfort, but I don't think they are blaming you for their situation. If that helps, authentically.
Helpful. Thank you so very much for that. Thank you.
Yeah. Hang in there with everything that's going on, and definitely let us know, you know, how things develop, and if there's anything else we can work with you about, you know, that's what we're here for at the Funhouse. We're a resource, so. All right.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
Good luck to you, Lisa. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. You ready for the next caller, sir?
Let me put some more bait on my hook. All right, I'm up there.
All right, here we go. Area code 917. Hello, 917. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim from New York. Hope you guys are having a great evening.
Hi, Tim from New York. How are you?
What's up, Tim?
I'm pretty good. I almost felt like you were talking about me as I was listening. You were talking about people getting advice and then not following through with it, which
Uh-oh.
Made me laugh. But so it's good. You know,
are you one of those people, Tim?
You know, I'm one of those people where I'll go along, I'll start meditating, and then
mm-hmm.
after like a week or 2 weeks, I'm like, nothing's changing, and I'll stop. So that was the former Tim. The former Tim. The new Tim has been consistent. You know, being consistent. Lionsgate portal this week, so I was just the outside grounding, saying my little affirmations, trying to soak up some energy and manifest some new and great things.
Yeah. New Tim.
You know, it's always one of those things where I'm waiting for spirit to wink back. So, I guess I was calling just to see if there's any messages from my spirit guides about this new stuff I'm trying to bring in, or just any messages in general.
Winky, wink, wink. Any winks, Michael? Is there a winking at us? New and improved, Tim.
Let me see.
40 winks.
Let me look into my disco ball, and let me see.
Oh, yeah, Marisa.
The message I'm getting for you, Tim, is that things are happening. You just need to be a little more patient, and things will start to they're already, it feels like there's stuff starting to manifest. If that's, are you, in fact, trying to manifest something?
Yes. Job.
Okay.
Finished career, something else. Purpose.
Right. And
yep.
And I was going to say it feels like a new job/career, I'll call it.
That's exactly what it is.
And and so it's coming and they're working on it. But it almost feels too like you need to be a little more clear about what it is that you want. It feels like you have a little bit more work to do with that. Do you understand that?
I understand that, and I guess that's part of where I've struggled, because it's kind of like all right, needing a job, I want to do something. I have no idea what that is. So that's kind of where I've gotten struggled from. Mm-hmm. I'm just attempting to breathe in deeply, try to get some inspiration, maybe some dreams, so I can get to sleep on time and just try to figure that part
mm-hmm.
out.
Right. Well, this is the part, you know, sometimes they will, I think, intercede with suggestions on what to do. But that's for us to decide. And so I think one of the things I would suggest to you is just start trying stuff. You know, sometimes maybe you might have an idea. I think I want to try this. I'm not sure yet. Try it. Try whatever you think you might like to do. Or maybe take a chance, right? I've always wanted to do this thing, but, right, that's not practical. I shouldn't be doing that. I shouldn't be an actor because that, you know, I need to work a 9-to-5 job. Then you got to go out on a limb and, you know, take a chance and try that thing that you think might be out of reach or too big. But, you know, that's kind of how it starts working. And then once we take that risk and ask for help, they're always there helping, the path will start to appear. It doesn't work when we're asking for the path to appear first and then I'll okay. follow the path. No. Yeah. Just start doing stuff. You know, what is your dream? Do you have a dream of something you want to do?
Not really. I don't think anybody's going to pay me to just watch basketball all the time and hang out with my friends drinking. So, I get it. You know, I got to figure it out, or at least put something in motion so spirit kind of helps me along.
Right. And it's actually, you have to start moving the energy in one way or another. You know, and this is where the guides always, like 90% of the time, will tell their clients to start journaling. Start writing about this, right? Try to figure out, explore what it is that you like doing. Start making lists, you know, things you like to do and things you don't like doing. I mean, start somewhere. Start doing something. Get the energy moving. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
Laurence.
Hey Tim. Well, I'm inspired by your turning over a new leaf into new Tim. I'm gonna make a suggestion here, since that's probably why you called us. I think part of your struggle might be because, you know, it's interesting, you know, on the phone anyway, you've got this really kind of silky voice and you come across as a really cool cucumber dude, but I think that's kind of a mask in a way for what goes on inside you a lot of the times, which is a lot of, you know, much more turbulent activity, so to speak. And that's, you know, neither good nor bad, and I'm not a judgment on it, but I think you're kind of atypical when it comes to what is going to work for you spiritually, you know, in terms of, you know, the different things you might see people around you doing that are helping them get grounded and centered and be successful, or, you know, whatever the tools are. So I guess what I'm encouraging you to do, you know, with this new Tim that you're committing to is to figure out as much as possible how to work with yourself, and that you may not be, you know, just comfortable with the usual, you know, run-of-the-mill, you know, processes or tools that people have. you know, that they've used to try to achieve their goals or their dreams. You may have to really think outside the box or give yourself permission, I guess is more what I'm saying, to go off the beaten path and into some, you know, areas that other people may either be too inhibited to go and explore, or they just, you know, don't share your unique perspective and don't see the world that way. But, you know, my vote is for you to celebrate, you know, I keep the commitment part and keep the consistency part, but also, you know, take along that Tim perspective that is a way of looking at the world that you get a lot of feedback from your friends and family that are like, wow, Tim's a really different guy. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that makes sense for him. Because I think that's also what makes you really special, and that's a real resource, and you don't want to squash that. You want to celebrate it and figure out how to bring it into the conversation with you in a way that feels constructive. Because you do have a lot to offer that's really different than the average person, and I think celebrating that rather than fighting against it, you know, is going to further energize your brand new process of embracing success for yourself. Does any of that make sense?
Yes, it definitely makes sense. I don't forget to listen to this again on the replay, but yes, on the recording rather. But yes, it does make sense. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, maybe, you know, you just kind of modify some of the things we're saying. You know, if writing in a journal doesn't work for you, maybe record stuff while you're on a walk, you know, or do something. But Michael's idea is, I think, to work on what he's saying, and he can, you know, interject if I'm not being accurate in portraying what his point is. Get that stuff out of your head and get it in front of you so that you can start working with it and, you know, sifting the wheat from the chaff, so it's not a bunch of disorganization, but it's something cohesive that you can pare down to the essentials and really, you know, put your shoulder behind. So, you know, maybe you'll do that through writing. That's great. Maybe you'll do it through talking into your, you know, cell phone or recording it and listening to it a few times, coming up with some mantras or doing some artwork about it, or, you know, get more theatrical and do a, you know, performance art piece. I don't know, whatever. But, you got this really unique energy and you got to harness it, you know. But that would be your goal.
Indeed.
Like, how do I work with myself on this and not fight myself so much? That's what I would say foremost.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I got it. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great
day. Good luck
to
you.
Yeah,
thank
let us know how it goes, Tim. We're rooting for you.
Come back and let us know how it goes.
All right,
take
good
care.
Luck.
Bye-bye. Now, that's tough to find out, right, what we should be doing. But quick story, I remember back in the 80s, and this is during the AIDS crisis, and at that time, I was in my 20s, and I was working in accounting at a medical office, and I hated it. Could not stand it. So, you know, and all my friends were dying, and it was just very stressful time. And at the time, I was going to community college, and I was taking some art classes, and I really enjoyed it. I was okay. It wasn't great. And but it was kind of a dream, you know, but not so big enough that I was willing to leave my job. And but then, you know, Spirit came and said, the recession came in the 80s, and they said, why don't we give you some time to think about what you want to do? I got laid off of work, and I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then it just kind of, popped in my brain. And now I know what it was. It was, Spirit, too, go to art school. And I was like, no, I don't know if I can afford it. And I just took a chance. I said, you know what, screw it. I hate doing this work, and all my friends are dying. I could die at any moment. I just got to jump take a chance and just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied to an art school, and I got accepted. And so I was thrilled, and I was, mm-hmm. and it was like the best time of my life, and I'm glad I took that chance. Yeah, it's hard sometimes, so, but we got to take a chance.
Take a chance on that, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Take a chance.
And the universe will support us. Always. All right. So here we go. Next caller, area code 307. Hello, 307. What is your name?
Hi. My name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming. And I'm happy I got through. I didn't think I was going to be able to talk to you guys.
Wyoming.
Oh, you did. Wyoming. You're the winner.
Yeah, and I'm the too. This is my first time.
Can you can you talk into the phone? It sounds like you're on speaker and it's hard to hear.
Yes, I let me get that right off here. Okay.
There we go.
Is that better?
Hi.
Much
better.
Okay.
Thank
sorry about
thank
that.
You.
Okay.
It's okay.
No.
Welcome to the fun house.
Yes, thank you. I've been listening to it tonight and you guys are pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for that. We'll take it. Yeah. I feel like
okay.
Michael's pretty good most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I think both of you guys. I'm fine.
Lawrence is good.
Well, I'm good. Yeah. Michael's pretty good. You know, that's kind of how the rating system works here. So.
Okay. So,
how can we help you?
So I've been doing, like, the past about 4 years, I've really been working on, like, my purpose and evolving, and I even quit dating for, like, 16 months, and just so I could find out who I was and stuff. Well, everything was going really smooth for about a year and a half, this past year and a half. Well, the last 2 months, I have lost my friends, my new boyfriend, my house, my job. It just seems like I don't know what's going on. I'm having a feeling maybe it's like out with the old, in with the new, but I don't know. And so I was wondering if you could maybe just look and just kind of, you know, see if my luck's going to get better soon or.
Okay. Things are going to get better for you, Alyssa.
Okay.
Try not to panic too much.
I do.
It feels like it. That's me too. And it's hard sometimes when you see things crumbling around us, right? Like, what the heck is going on here? What is going to happen? But
what did I do to deserve this?
You know, but also, it doesn't mean it's bad. Sometimes I think spirit helps us when they know we're ready and something has to take place, it needs to transpire, but we're a little stubborn and we're not going to move because it's scary. And then spirit says, here,
that's
I'll help
me.
You.
Help
and then
me.
They give us a little nudge off the cliff. And they're like, there you go. You'll be fine.
And it's like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah. And I kind of feel that that's what's happening for you right now.
Okay.
So, it looks like everything might be going to pieces. But instead of falling out of place, think of it in terms of things are falling into place. Right? These old structures are not serving you anymore, and new structures are going to come. Right?
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, those old relationships just don't work anymore. Right?
And it wasn't.
And this relationship, a boyfriend, sometimes just, they don't work anymore either. And they're comfortable.
No.
right? Who wants to look for a new boyfriend?
And not so, me. I didn't.
Yeah. So I think
I know
are,
that I deserve more. I know that I. Oh, sorry. I deserved more than what he was giving me. Like I know that I've put in the work, you know, throughout my life, and I know that, like, he wasn't my forever. So I wasn't really. But it just change is scary for me. I fear change, and I mean I shouldn't because everything changes. Mm-hmm. But I'm totally petrified of new things that to try or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to die alone. I really don't want to be alone all my life, the rest of my life.
Well, let's not kill yourself off right now. Let's find a job first, right?
Okay.
And then from there, let's start looking for a new spouse or a new mate, a boyfriend. Let's actually go on a date first, right? And then once you find a date, let's see if we can move forward from there. Let's not move too far into the future.
Okay.
Just stay here.
Yeah,
right
now. My last boyfriend, he didn't ever even take me on a date. So, that is probably a good thing to do. A date would be good.
Yeah. Right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and it seems like you're a lot of fun, and that's what you should have, a nice boyfriend that takes you out, that values you. There you go. I always like hoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. So I just didn't want to make, I wanted to make sure I wasn't like it was from bad karma and that's why I'm doing all this or something I was doing wrong,
That's your fear. That's your fear.
Yes.
Don't allow your fear to kind of get in there and wreak havoc. And show you the doom and gloom that's coming.
Okay.
Let's get a job first.
Okay. And do you have any suggestions like about a job?
Do you work at This is what it feels like to me. It feels, do you help people find jobs? So I don't know if they're telling you to go to a recruiter or you've been a recruiter or you work in HR. Because that's what I'm feeling, like HR, recruiter.
I help everybody. But I have a cleaning business, and I've been wanting to expand it. I've had it for 13 years, and I've made okay money until COVID, and then I had to shut it down. Well, now I'm trying to, have some people hired underneath me, and I want to expand that business. And I have been trying to get, a couple of my friends and my cousin to join in with this venture with me, and let's go for it. But it kind of takes a lot to get them all together and stuff, so.
It's going to happen. I guess maybe you need to find some people out. You need to recruit more people then, is what this is.
Okay.
Right. And also, too, if you are encountering people who are resistant.
Yes, I am.
You don't have to spend hours and hours trying to convince them, right? This is what I'm going to propose. This is what I need your help with. If you can do it, great. If you can't, I understand. And move on, and you just keep looking until you find that one that's like, I'm all in, and fantastic.
Yeah, that wants to do it.
Yeah. Don't stick and try to hold on to them and recruit them over and over and convince them. No, move on. You give the pitch once, maybe talk to them, follow up two or three times. If they're not convinced, then you just keep moving on. Don't stop. Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to convince for about 3 months now, and it has not gotten me nowhere. So you're right. Yeah. I probably do need to do something else about that.
Just move on, right? There's still a perspective. They haven't said no. If they haven't said no, and you just keep moving forward, don't wait there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you think that more work will come along, too?
Hold on.
Okay.
Are you cleaning offices?
No. I would love to be because there's more money and, you know, that I've just been doing residential.
You need to start looking at offices. You need to start pitching corporations or, you know, maybe small offices or medium-sized offices. Make up a flyer and get out there and start, you know, talking to people. But they're saying you really need to think about your pricing structure and all that. So do your homework on on how you're going to structure the price and, get out there and talk to some companies.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done that yet, so that probably would help. Thank you. And thank you guys for your show. I enjoy listening to you.
Yeah, let's see if Laura Noel.
Okay.
Do you have anything for her?
Okay.
Yeah, I do, Alyssa. So before I get into that, you know, you brought up the work situation. I think there's a really lovely part of you that wants to include everybody you know, you care about in your success, and you really want the best for people to the point where you, you know, kind of made self-sacrifice an art form. And I think that's part of what you're, that's what you're confronting, you know, when you talk about making some changes and things. And this has a lot to do with you know, your work situation. When you your natural tendency is to want to be friends with people when you're around them. And there's some people who you kind of need to keep in the acquaintance zone or even, you know, with your work, especially just in the employee zone. Keep it professional. It doesn't mean that you don't care about them or anything like that. But this is why I think, you know, what Michael was getting at too maybe was, you know, hiring people that are your friends and family. For you, that's kind of a recipe for, you know, a building because they're going to play on your – you know, they know your soft spots and they're going to exploit them. Yeah. You need to have, you know, you need to have employees that you have no previous history with so you won't have a problem disciplining them or firing them if you have to or, you know, working with them or making suggestions and resist the urge to, you know, get to know them to the point where you feel it compromises your professional working relationship with them because then you're in trouble and you don't want to hurt their feelings, quote unquote, but that's not what it's about. So I'll say that.
Yeah.
And then backing up, you know, it's interesting that you brought up, you know, you're making these changes and everything and all this loss is happening around you, right? That's just what Michael was talking about during the break between the listener we were talking with earlier and your call, you know, his personal loss that he experienced. And what I think some of the point he was trying to make was it was only the loss that he finally started to face that gave him the perspective and really the urgency behind taking a risk and doing something different and you know, trying to achieve this dream and this goal that in the beginning was just something that fell out of reach. And when you're working on yourself and you're confronting all these things that you don't feel are helping you and you're starting to make some changes, you know, you're going to have some struggle and you're going to have some loss and not everybody's going to be able to embrace the new Alyssa that's emerging and take the ride with you. And, you know, it doesn't mean anything about anything. It just means that, you know, this is part of the process and this is kind of how you know you're on the right path when you get resistance a little bit. And
Good.
And it can be painful, you know, but if you keep in mind why you're doing it, it's not to cause more pain, it's actually to let go of that pain and have something replace it that's much more supportive for who you really see yourself as, then, you know, you don't have to be afraid of it so much. It can actually be kind of a guide. And, you know, you don't have to feel like you're causing all this harm to others by finally taking care of yourself. You know, I think you've
got
this mixed up.
I feel totally guilty about everything I do.
Stop it.
I know that. I know it's so horrible. I do feel guilty for, like, not helping my cousin, not doing, you know, just so much stuff. I'm always trying to make up for the things that I've messed up on, or, you know, living in guilt. It's horrible.
Well, you're the kind of person who feels guilty for feeling guilty for feeling guilty. So
yes, I am.
You know, you got a triple-decker guilt sandwich going on. And
yes, you do.
I'm encouraged to hear you admit that and have you say it out loud so you can hear how ridiculous it is, because it's ridiculous.
Yes,
you're not responsible for these people. You're not. And you're not going to help them any by taking what, you know, little energy you have in a situation and squandering it on somebody who doesn't care enough about themselves to see the love behind what you're doing. You can't love people more than they love themselves. That's
exactly
a really hard thing to understand. But, you know,
it's hard to come to terms with that, though, that, you know, like, I just think everybody loves like me, thinks like me, you know, wouldn't do certain things because I wouldn't do certain things. But I got to realize that people are all different, and, you know, they do things that, or, you know, maybe they don't want the things that I want for them. So I don't know that. I do get in a lot of conflict over that, like trying to give people advice and it's not what, you know, what they wanted to hear or what they want to do, or too pushy maybe.
Well, the next time you feel like you're in one of those situations that you just described really well, where you're offering all this stuff and it's just not going anywhere, and the person is just kind of, you know, even hostile with you because they didn't ask for the advice, you know, or whatever the situation is. Well, ask yourself in that moment, am I seeing the world as I am right now and projecting that out there? Or am I taking those glasses off and really seeing clearly the world as it is or through the eyes of this person? And I think, you know, the answer you get will be really instructive for how to move forward, you know, and let things go.
Yeah.
But,
you know. Yeah, that makes total sense to me, guys. Thank you. And I'm going to start listening to your show more, and I might be calling back to tell you what's happening in a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can follow
us,
too. We've got a lot of archives.
Right.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
Where do
go back
I follow you guys?
Also, we're on Amazon, Apple, Google, and Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Cool. I have Spotify, so that's good.
So you can download us from there.
Okay.
One more thing, Alyssa, as you were talking, the guides wanted me to tell you, you need to do more marketing with your company. So,
advertising or?
Advertising, but marketing. Like, you need to, do you have an Instagram page?
No.
Hello?
I don't. Hello.
You get it. It's time to create an Instagram page, right? And give tips on best way to clean your toilet, or this is how I clean a bathroom, right? I start here and it ends this way. And, you know, like, show people the work that you do. You need to,
like, the
kind
little
of get out
I
there
know,
and talk
huh?
about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will do
so, you know, and if you're not good at it, maybe you need to hire somebody. You can do it part-time, and once a month they do a post for you, something. But it's kind of like you need to talk about the work that you do, right? So for us, I mean, this is a service for Lawrence and I, but it's also marketing, right? Doing the work here, and we talk about what we experience with our clients and the guides, and, you know, so this is marketing as well. So you need to put yourself out there. You're the best kept secret around.
Okay. I'm going to really try working on this.
Yeah. But remember, there's no trying. We're doing or we're not doing.
Doing it. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes. Good. I always say trying, and I am going to do this. Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're doing or not doing. That's it. There's no such thing as trying.
And
yeah,
failing
you either
means
get it done or don't.
All right.
Failing done. Means that you're showing
there
up.
You
so don't worry about failing. Fail as often and as well as
right.
you can.
Right. Exactly.
That's
we all
fun.
Fail, and that's where we learn. That's where the biggest lessons are. So it doesn't
okay.
matter if it doesn't work. You just try something else. Try it again. Keep at it.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
I will.
So let us know how it goes. Call
oh,
back.
Oh, I will for sure. Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Okay.
You have a great night.
Au revoir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It's
Do I have to believe it?
Is?
What time is
yeah,
it, Michael?
Yeah. It's the time where we have to say goodbye. I'm so
What's
glad we had this time together.
Oh, my God. No.
And that's all I know.
Don't go.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you,
see you
Mr. Leroy,
pulling on your earlobe.
For being a part of this.
Am I a part of this?
Yes, thank you. It's been fun, as always. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. We have a lot of people on hold today. But next week, please be here. Please be here. So, Mr. Leon, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, Mr. Espinoza, they can call or text 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. Multiple options. How do people get on your A-list, Mr. Espinoza, and they want some good healing work?
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Just go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can
mm-hmm.
schedule a session there. You can send
mm-hmm.
me a message through the website as well. And you can
mm-hmm.
also follow me on Instagram at MJEspinoza.
Wow.
All right, sir. So do we know what's going to happen next week? Have you talked to programming?
Well, we want to keep the suspense, so no, we're not releasing
mm-hmm.
our menu for next week's show. But we will have one next week, same bat time, same bat channel. So be sure to tune in.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastico.
Memento.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Thanks
all
so
right.
much for all you
well,
do,
Well, thank
Mike.
You, everybody,
yeah.
for
yeah.
spending your Friday evening with us. You want to take
mm-hmm.
us out, Mr. Birch?
Take us out. I want to take us in. But, yeah, I guess I can take us out. Well, you know, for everybody listening, I hope that you know how much we appreciate you and your struggles and your successes. And, you know, we're here at the Funhouse because, you know, we love what we do. And we want to spread that joy and love and fun around as much as possible to encourage people to take risks and explore and see what's out there. So that's our goal for you is to act as kind of a safety net, but also, like Michael said, that inspiration to help you jump off the cliff and spread your wings and fly. So don't hesitate to come back every week and let us know how your flight plan's going. And if you crash, that's okay. We'll help put you back together. Well, Michael will. He's a good mechanic. So anyway, thank you, Michael, for all you do. Thank you to the spirits. Thank you, callers, and thank you for this opportunity. So have a lovely weekend, and we'll see you next time. How was that?
Have a great weekend, everybody. Great. Au revoir. Bye, everybody. Well,